relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
I got to get going. So thank you, everybody, for being here. We appreciate it very much. We appreciate it very much. Gorka, did I see the Gorka man? Yes, stand up, Gorka. Quick, get up. How good is he? Sebastian? Seb. They call him Seb. I call him Sebastian. Thank you, Sebastian. I just spotted you. It's lucky you're nice and tall.
Not as tall as Baron, but you can spot me in a crowd. It's always nice to get the shout-outs from the boss. Even better, do we have those photographs of me with the president yesterday at Mar-a-Lago? Let's put that up on the screen. And also the crowd. What an amazing crowd for Tom Homan's Border 911 gala yesterday. It was almost 800 people by the pool and then in the ballroom for a superb event. Let's talk to a man who... knows President Trump even better than I do. His senior advisor, his attorney, just his right-hand man. We call him the Baron. Happy Friday, Boris Epstein.
It's an honor to be with you, honor to be with your audience. Happy Friday. Love that clip. It is all systems go in America first.
But you weren't there last night. We missed you, Baron.
I've been a little busy fighting the fight. So I was so sorry to miss all the great Americans, of course, under the leadership of President Trump. But from what I understand, it was a huge success, and a big part of that was Sebastian Gorka being there.
Well, poor Tom Homan paid me a lot of money, exactly nothing, to be the MC of the evening. Of course, we do that for free, and it was a lot of fun. So we are so proud of him, Mark Morgan, Sarah Carter, who've created this new organization to tell all Americans of the crisis created by Biden. Before we get into what your job is and what the president's dealing with, the insane weaponization of the judiciary, the DOJ, the FBI, I want to give them a little bit of a peek behind the curtain, because I want to tell a little story about last night, and I would like you to verify whether this is the same man that we know so well, because you're with him all the time, and I want people to understand a little peek behind the curtain. So we were there for this event, and before the event, the president spoke to those attending at the poolside. And before that, we got to meet with him privately. So me, Vivek Ramaswamy, Tom Homan, and Kash Patel. And, you know, I go into these with one or two things I want to tell the president. And then what usually happens is he's got his agenda. And whenever it is, Boris, whenever it is, whatever reason I'm there, the stunning thing is, whether it's in the White House, after I left, or today, so he was about to record a video. You can probably work out which one it is if you go to Truth Social. And that video had nothing to do with our meeting at Mar-a-Lago, nothing to do with the event. But Boris, we were just four of us in the room, and he wanted our advice on that script and that video. The idea that the former president, and God willing, the future president, if we do our part, wants to hear from us, who aren't even 24/7 members of his team like you are, doesn't that speak to the character of the individual we're talking about?
No question. President Trump is somebody who, A, is open to deeply constructive input and thoughts and ideas from the leaders around him, which you very much are, and B, is somebody who's so authentic in his relationships. And when he says something that's positive about somebody, it's truly meant. This isn't a politician. This is somebody who is honest, is direct, and is authentic. And that's why the American people love him, because he's not just, you know, regular D.C. glad-hander and mover. No, this is President Donald J. Trump who's as authentic as it gets, has real relationships, and that's why the American people love him. Those who work for him love him, and I'm honored to be a small part of that team. And he is by far the best boss, and there's no close second that I've ever had in my whole entire life.
False modesty does not become you, sir. You are not a small part of the team. That's not why we see you there sitting next to him so often. This point is such a crucial one that you know the swamp. You've worked in the swamp. This isn't a case of just somebody making the noises to make you think that he cares. He actually wants your opinion. And the script that was being written there for the teleprompter actually changed as a result of what I said, what Vivek says. This isn't a throwaway line. He actually wants the input of the people who are in front of him, which for a politician, well, he's not a politician, but for a man of his success is so rare, don't you find?
It's not just rare, it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is by far the most successful person in American history, and here's why. There have been a lot of other billionaires who are great at business. There have been 44 other men who've been president, right? There's been 45 presidents,
yes.
Grover Cleveland twice,
about
to be President Trump twice. And there have been others successful at media and the press, et cetera. There's never been somebody as successful at business, as successful at TV and media. Remember, The Apprentice was the number one show for 15 years.
Yeah.
He's got 14 bestsellers and somebody who became president. It is completely unparalleled and unprecedented. That is why all of America should be thankful we have a President Trump, because look around. Look what's happening in the world. Just today, Iran is telling the United States to stand back, yeah, and allow them to go and attack Israel. The world is in a total meltdown. We don't have a border. We don't have a functioning economy. We don't have national security. We don't have international leadership. The world is in a meltdown, and we need President Trump back as soon as humanly possible.
All right. For a second there, as those words came out of your mouth, the most successful man in our history, I thought, the Baron's getting a little hyperbolic.
Nope.
And then I stopped, and I thought, hang on a second. Not just a billionaire, not just the most successful real estate mogul in modern history. I think for me, the cherry on top that actually proves what you just said, he wins the presidency the first time he runs, Boris. Now, you're an amateur historian. That just doesn't happen. Not even Reagan could do that.
Well, there's been, let's put it this way, here are facts. There's never been a president who's either had not served some sort of political office,
yeah,
before or in the military before.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
Literally never in our country's history.
That is okay, that's an amazing. I'm gonna have to credit you, and I might have to put that on social media or write something. The Baron wasn't exaggerating. That's actually a statement of demonstrable fact. All right, I think we're going to have to send this segment to the boss. I think he's going to like this segment. All right, let's get to the real issue at hand: weaponization. Now, you are working for the president, not just as a senior advisor, as attorney. So I don't want to get you in trouble with things you can or cannot talk about because they're sub judice. But I'm just the fact: every day there are more figures being released that Judge Merchant's daughter is getting millions of dollars from the Democrats and using court cases involving her father to raise money. I don't understand how that happens in America, Baron.
Well, here's what I have to say. And this is the reality of the third world nation nature of these persecutions and attacks. The judge in that case, and President Trump just filed a robust powerhouse motion on recusal. The judge in that case has now placed a gag order to prevent,
yeah,
President Trump and those who work for him, those who under quote unquote under control, from talking about a lot of these issues. So you've got a First Amendment violation of President Trump, First Amendment violation of those who work for him, First Amendment violation against his family. You've got the deep conflicts of Judge Mercer from his own donations to Democrats, so on and so forth, and the clear bias he's shown. And then you go all across the country, and if you look at these persecutions, and then look at the way that the DOJ and the prosecutors are trying to intimidate Judge Cannon, her smacking back just yesterday, saying that their requests are unprecedented and unjust. There's a complete and total weaponization of law enforcement that's being attempted. Why?
Yeah.
It's because President Trump had dominated and annihilated his opponents in the primary. He's doing the same in the general. If you look across the battleground states, you'll see a complete and total full spectrum dominance. And that's why the other side is so petrified. That's why they're so scared. And that's why they're coming after President Trump. But the president is going to continue to fight. Again, a powerhouse recusal motion against Judge Merchan just filed, just made public in the last few minutes, and it'll be blasted out here shortly from a statement. President Trump is on the offense. President Trump is not giving up, and President Trump is going to continue to fight for the constitutional rights of all Americans, continue to fight against this decrepit, illegitimate leader that's attempting to be our president, and President Trump will win the Oval Office back for the American people.
It's up to us, guys. His name is Boris Epstein. Follow him at BorisEP, BorisEP.com, and he works for the most successful man in our history, senior advisor, attorney to President Trump. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. We're going to make movies great again. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast, whichever platform you prefer. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Never miss an episode. Give us a 5-star review. Share the links with your friends, because that's how the truth wins out. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful.
This is
tomorrow.
Second Amendment Friday on America First with Dr. G.
Is that a message for November 6th, Alex? You're trying to send a subliminal message about a big beautiful tomorrow on November 6th?
I think so, yes.
Thank you. Great job on the music today. You know, it's really funny. So I get to Mar-a-Lago. I just remembered this. I get to Mar-a-Lago, and I see this massive poster board for car firearms. And I'm going, that's weird. I know the CEO's here. I know our buddy Justin Moon is attending. And I didn't invite him. He's just here. Turns out that the amazing Car Firearms Group was one of the sponsors of last night's event for Tom Hoban, the Border 9/11 Gala, and raffled off three custom 1911s that had the Border 911 symbol beautifully engraved. I met Luke, the former Marine sniper, who actually made these custom 1911s, and they auctioned them at the end of the dinner, and I think they raised, the first one sold for $14,000, a 1911, a 45. Wow, that's, God bless Car Firearms, and we are so grateful that they are our Second Amendment Friday sponsors every week. Car Firearms fights for us, fights for America, fights for the Second Amendment, and their executives, including Justin Moon, stands with America First and are willing to put their brand's reputation on the line for our liberty. Support our Second Amendment Friday sponsor by checking out their amazing line of weapons. I carry a 9mm car every day. Just go to kahr.com. That's kahr.com. They also own the iconic Desert Eagle, the legendary Desert Eagle line. We might be cooking up, I'm not going to say too much, a special America First themed Desert Eagle in the next few months, so stay tuned. They also own the Auto Ordnance line of historic weapons, including the M1 carbine, the Tommy gun, and the legendary 1911. KAHR.com, KAHR.com. One man who should have been there last night, because it was the creme de la creme of patriots at Mar-a-Lago, is our good buddy. He has escaped the swamp. He is in an undisclosed location somewhere. The one, the only, Lee Smith. Happy Friday, Lee Smith.
Happy Friday to you, Dr. G, and thank you for bringing me on to talk with you and your wonderful audience.
All right, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to go back. We're going to wind the clock back a little bit before you became the expert on the deep state with incredible books like The Plot Against the President, The Permanent Coup, one of which turned into that amazing documentary by our friend Amanda Milius. You wrote some amazing analyses, including the book The Strong Horse, on the Middle East, power, politics, and the clash of Arab civilizations. And I just, yeah. I'm going to unleash you. What we have witnessed in the last, let's say, the last month with regards to Israel, Biden, Schumer's attack on Bibi. You're an expert on the region. Can you tell us what the danger of what we're witnessing is when it comes to the quote-unquote policies coming out of the Biden White House, Lee?
Well, a lot of people are saying, well, Biden's leaning on Israel because he's worried about the Arab American vote, the Muslim vote in Michigan and Minnesota and elsewhere. That's not the case. We have to go back and we have to see beyond the Biden administration, and we have to understand what the Obama administration did. So people who are surprised and people who are describing it, oh my goodness, Biden is turning on Israel. Look, this is how Barack Obama set it up. So Biden is playing out the hand that Obama dealt, right? Between the nuclear deal with Iran, which was legalized, the nuclear weapons program of a state that embodies Jew hatred. An obscurantist regime like Iran. That's what Obama did. And remember, as Obama was leaving the White House, and Seb, as President Trump was entering the White House, as you were coming in and the rest of Donald Trump's staff, remember that Barack Obama was behind a Security Council resolution at the UN that said that Israel was occupying different parts, including Jerusalem, including the holiest sites in Judaism, like the western wall of the temple structure. So again, that's how we really need to understand what's happening here. Since Barack Obama, and it's not just Israel, since the Barack Obama administration, the Democrats have been tilting against traditional U.S. allies, which includes not just Israel again, but Saudi Arabia as well, right? Most crucially, and has in exchange been elevating Iran. They call this regional realignment. They call it integration. They want to integrate everyone, but that means bringing in actual traditional American partners and downgrading them in order to elevate American adversaries like Iran. So that's what's happening right now, and that's the way to understand it. Joe Biden didn't start it. No one should be happy, but we should realize this started with Barack Obama, not with Joe Biden.
And I completely concur with that, but we need to talk about the genesis. Why? Is it because Obama bounced on the knee of Frank Marshall Davis, a communist? Is it antipathy? Is it Jew hatred? What is the genesis for Obama trying to unseat a duly elected prime minister of our closest ally in the Middle East, Lee?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people around the world who don't like Israel.
Yeah.
I can't look inside Barack Obama's heart and see, you know, whether he has a particular problem with Jews, but certainly we know that he doesn't like Israel. And people have said, oh, Joe Biden is a great friend of Israel. Look, that is not true, right? That's part of Joe Biden's sell line. This is one of the things that Joe Biden says untrue things about, his relationship with Israel. deal. If you look at the historical relationship, Joe Biden's relationship with Israel, it's not at all a handsome relationship. Why look? It's a very important question. So if you ask, why is Iran so important? Why does Joe Biden, as Barack Obama before him, seem to be defending terrorist group, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Hezbollah? Why is that going on? I think it's very, very important that we see the Democrats right now as an integrated party, by which I mean when we see their domestic policies doing things like opening up the border, doing things like attacking weaponizing the justice system to go after its opponents, whether it's Donald Trump, whether it's Trump aides like you, like Michael Flynn, whether it's Trump supporters like the January 6th defendants. We need to understand this fully, right? So once you look at the foreign policy and you say, wait a minute, I don't understand why Barack Obama likes a regime like Iran's. Like, remember, Barack Obama spied on his opponents. Remember, right? They have opened up the border. They have let in terrorists. They've let in felons. They let in spies, right? This is the crucial thing to understand.
We're talking to Lee Smith, the author of The Strong Horse. You need to follow him right now, at Lee Smith. This is America First. If you have a hankering to hang out with me, with Katie, and hundreds of your fellow patriots this July 4th, check out the Patriots Alaska Cruise right now. 300 people already booked. SebGorka.com, June 29th, July 6th. Don't miss it. It's going to be incredible. SebGorka.com. We'll be back with Lee in a moment.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Dr. G is ready for anything on America First.
And I'm always ready. Why? Because I'm always packing. What am I packing? A car 9mm on my ankle every single day. Or sometimes, you know, on Sundays, you got to, you know, be a little bit more aware, especially your surroundings, where you're going, large crowds, if you know what I mean. I carry that 10mm Desert Eagle 1911. If you think I'm confused, I'm not. The Desert Eagle line isn't just the big boy from the movies. They also make the Desert Eagle 1911, and my 10 mil shoots like a frickin' laser. Check them out. Car Firearms is on our side. The Second Amendment, they protect it every single day. Thank you, CEO, founder, Justin Moon, for standing with us here at America First and all Americans who believe that they are the final guarantor of our freedom. I carry a car every single day. Check them out at kahr.com. That's kahr.com, which includes the Desert Eagle line and the Auto Ordnance line as well. We are back with our good buddy, Lee Smith. We're going to transition from Middle East to Deep State, but they're all connected. He is the author of The Plot Against the President and The Permanent Coup, the former made into an amazing documentary by our friend Amanda Bilius. You can still watch it online. You can watch it streaming. I'm going to connect all of this stuff together with a clip you may or may not have seen. The fact that this is recorded and this is out there. So you want to fact check me, guys? Write the name down. Zakiya Carr Johnson. That's Z-A-K-I-Y-A. Zakiya Carr Johnson, who bears the august title of Chief DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer of the United States. Eric is rubbing his face because he cannot believe it. Chief DEI Officer of the State Department of the United States. Let's listen to what she does for a living. Cut three.
I think that there's a culture of, you know, the culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal, right? And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. But how do you do that and appear to be a get-along person or a good team worker? And, you know, for some reason, there's also this very negative stereotype of feminists as being angry people who just don't smile and don't know how to have a good time. And I think, unfortunately, guess what? We have great time.
Yeah, they have a great time. I bet they do. She looks very happy sitting there in her sweatshirt on a government Zoom call. Lee, we have to laugh, but you know, we understand there's the deep state that you have so incredibly mapped for us that targets people for political purposes, puts them in prison, not just at January 6th, but Peter Navarro, my colleague from the White House, rotting in a Florida jail right now as we speak. And that's the frightening police state aspect. But it's also connected to this, because this is all coming from the same ideology, that you're permeating government with diversity, equity, and inclusion officers. These things are all part and parcel of the same ecosystem, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. And this is something that I thought about. We talk about Russiagate, we talk about the deep state, what it's done to this country, how it's targeted the ruling class's opponents, right? But there's something else very, very important to understand here, right? With Russiagate, it was specific. It was putting a foreign nation, right, with a very large nuclear arsenal, by the way, in the middle of an information operation, right? Yeah. Russiagate. But we have to understand that this DEI stuff, right, it really does. At the State Department, right, we're not talking about how it's affecting things here at Department of Education, which is bad enough. But we're talking about the State Department. This is the American institution, right, that does foreign policy, right? But these kinds of things are going on throughout the entire government, and you can't help but look at it and say, this weakens the United States. Now, lots of people say our adversaries are laughing at us. Look, our adversaries take America very seriously, right? They look at our military. They look at serious people. They know we have very serious people here. However, the people who are not serious, they are weakening this country abroad, and they are hurting the United States. I don't care what our adversaries think. I care about our strength as it protects America, as it advances our peace and prosperity. And you see things like this obsession. It's bad enough that it happens in media organizations or in educational institutions. But if it's happening in our place where U.S. foreign policy, the institutional memory, right, and the institutional arm of U.S. foreign policy, this weakens America.
Yeah. We just literally touched upon tiny aspects of two massive issues. What's going on in the Middle East and the deep state? It's been far too long. Lee, next week, can we get you back for an hour? Can we do that?
That sounds great. I'd love that.
Okay. In the meantime, everybody listening, follow him right now at Lee Smith DC, at Lee Smith DC. The books are The Plot Against the President, The Permanent Coup, and The Strong Horse. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, liberating over a million of people across this nation right now who couldn't find relief from their daily pain any other way. I happen to be one of them. If you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, you owe it to yourself to find out if you could be the next success story. It's as simple as calling 1-800-4-RELIEF or going to relieffactor.com. It just makes sense. Ask yourself one question. What do you have to lose? If the only answer to that question is the pain, what are you waiting for? It's just common sense. 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Do it today. Relieffactor.com.
Second Amendment Friday on America First, brought to you by Carr Firearms.
We must thank our Creator every single day that we live on what remains for the time being the freest nation on God's green earth. And why? Because of the Second Amendment that makes all the other civil rights possible. The Carr Firearms Group, led by our friend Justin Moon, understands the importance of that right and stands with us here at America First and our right to keep and bear arms. The Carr Firearms Group embodies that belief and is the American dream. No other company embodies that attitude more than Carr. I carry a 9mm Carr every single day. They are that good. Check out their amazing line of self-defense weapons at KAHR.com. But also, something you might have heard of, they own the Desert Eagle line, the iconic Hollywood Cannon, as well as the historic Interordnance brand, including the M1 Carbine, the legendary Tommy Gun, and the iconic 1911. And I'm very grateful for them for sponsoring our event last night at Mar-a-Lago. Thank you, Justin Moon. Go to KAHR.com. That's KAHR.com. I got a lot of gun buddies, and we love to have them on the show. You know, Justin, we've got Brandon Herrera, Carl Rittenhouse, Mac from the Military Arms Channel. But I love inviting new guests, especially when they have such a sexist nom de guerre as the Boomstick Babe. And we're delighted to have with us Alicia Garza. What a sexist name you have, Alicia.
It's actually Alicia Garcia. So my name is basically like Alice Smith in Spanish.
Alicia Garcia. Okay, I'm going to try and get all ethnic here. Okay, so I think we met... was it on the floor or the bar at SHOT Show in Vegas? You immediately impressed me. Very bubbly, vivacious individual, instructor RSO, CEO, founder of the Boomstick Babe Limited Company, boomstickbabe.com. Tell us who Alicia Garcia is and what your mission. What is your mission as the Boomstick Babe?
Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. I really, truly do appreciate the hospitality. My name is Alicia Garcia. Everybody knows me as the Boomstick Babe in the industry. I am a civil rights activist. I am an RSO. I am a firearms instructor, but I'm also the plaintiff against the case Garcia versus Colorado, suing the state of Colorado for the 3-day waiting period to obtain your firearm here. So my mission is basically to normalize gun ownership through education, litigation, and fun.
So let's break this down, because this is important. When did this begin, this, you know, attempt to put in this 3-day waiting period? Who drove it, and where is this whole case right now, Alicia?
So the case was established on October 1st, the day that the law went into effect. So in 2023, 2024 currently as well, Colorado has had a blitzkrieg of gun control that is headed here. And one of the things that they wanted to impose was a 3-day waiting period to obtain your firearm. They passed it. It went into effect on October 1st, 2023. I flew home from a range day in Georgia to purchase a firearm that day so I could be denied, so I could sign the paperwork right then and there and file that paperwork. So I did. Right now we are in the appeal phase. So we filed an appeal with the Ninth Circuit. We're waiting to hear back from that any day now. We had a preliminary injunction that was filed not too long ago that was denied. Our judge was a Carter appointee.
What? So excuse me. You mean Jimmy Carter?
Yes.
What, is he like the Crypt Keeper? Is he 120?
It was very, very... ridiculous to be told that in court we had, if he didn't look at us, it wasn't because he wasn't paying attention. He was looking at the monitors because he can't hear and see very well. So he had to look at the monitors to know exactly what was going on. So I was like, yeah, this is going to go all the way to Scottus.
And what is the state in your state in general in terms of the understanding of the threats to the Second Amendment? Was it hard for you to get supporters or sympathy? Tell us what it's like, you know, because you are on the front line, you've got to take this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Indeed. So Colorado is very purple. It's very liberal, and it is very, you know, on the end of commie democratic liberal. So it is very, very difficult to have a Second Amendment voice here. I have testified against gun control for the past 3 years. I've only missed 2 hearings. This place is very, very anti-gun. And it was, I mean, I literally was in a hearing yesterday because they passed 6-5 in committee hearing to now require Coloradans to carry liability insurance if you're a gun owner. So it is very difficult to get support here. Recently, we have had an abundance of people start putting a national spotlight on Colorado, which I'm very, very grateful for. However, I wish this could have happened a little sooner. We actually had Brandon Herrera come out here, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, for the assault weapons ban hearing. He testified in opposition of that. Kyle Rittenhouse is a great friend of a friend of a company that I work for, Rocky Mountain Gun Owners. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners is a sister company to the National Association for Gun Rights. So Dudley Brown, Brandon Herrera, and a ton of other people showed up for the assault weapons ban to testify in opposition of it. But we are being overrun with gun control right now, and it's very difficult to share that voice and find support. So I'm doing everything I can. I feel like the chief stands alone over here for quite some time.
Well, when I met you, you impressed me with your energy, your can-do spirit, and the fact that I don't think you're ever going to give up. You're talking to about 3.5 million people across America, in every state and in Colorado as well. What is your message to those who say, you know, I hunt white tails in the fall, I'm going to be fine. I shoot clay pigeons, I'm going to be fine. Or, you know, I'm a 22 plinker, I'm going to be fine. What's your message to people listening right now, Alicia?
I'm a protector, and so are you. And there is a very special quote that reminds me every time that I go to court that we did not inherit this land from our ancestors. We are borrowing it from our children. And we're raising a group of children to not understand the importance of civil rights. They don't understand the importance of privacy, and they don't understand the urgency of liberty. Evil never waits. And this is an onslaught of control that is being pushed onto them. And it's not just about the Second Amendment. They're using these laws guised as anti-gun bills, but what they're also doing is violating your Fourth Amendment right,
yes,
your Fifth Amendment, your 14th Amendment. So our children are not understanding the importance of due process. Our children are not understanding the importance of privacy or search and seizure.
Right.
And they're being cultivated to think that they don't have these things, and these things are there to give away, which they're absolutely not.
It's
so
a beautiful,
there is a sense of urgency.
Yeah, it's a beautiful explication. We didn't inherit it from our ancestors. We're borrowing it from our children. Follow this lady right now, Boomstick Babe, who didn't even know she was giving an interview. She's in the middle of a hike 50 minutes ago. Follow her at Boomstick Babe. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, their latest product. I've been their guinea pig now for 6 months. It's Relief Factor Sleep. I forgot to take some with me to Mar-a-Lago yesterday. I only got to my hotel room at 3 a.m. I wish I'd had some Relief Factor Sleep. It's natural. It works. You're not drowsy in the morning. You heard Katie. She says she sleeps till 7 a.m. now. She doesn't get up at 4:30 because this stuff works. Find out for yourself. 1-800-4-RELIEF. You got to get a good night's sleep. You got to eat right. You got to exercise, but you've got to get a good night's sleep. ReliefFactor.com/sleep. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com/sleep.
America First, magnificent.
If you know, put that up a bit louder. If you know what theme tune that is, you're from a very special vintage. Good stuff, Alex. Nicely done. Fridays we have more fun, but the music is always the best hit on America First. I don't have much nice to say about this man because I've met him in person when I was at Fox. But sometimes he gets it. He gets it. Eric, what do you think of Bill O'Reilly?
I think I've said this before when we played a cut with him. I grew up, he was one of like the earliest political commentators I watched in like high school along with Hannity.
You're not a Rush baby?
I listened to Rush in high school as well, yes, so he's one more. But I read Bill O'Reilly's book, Culture Warrior, from 2006. Again, like talking about the war on Christmas as like the earliest
stage of the culture war.
He'll always have a soft special place in my heart.
Alex, do you have an opinion either way on Mr. O'Reilly?
I like him.
You like him. Okay. So this is on Fredo Cuomo's whatever tiny little platform now. And it's Bill O'Reilly giving his explication as to why Trump can fix all of it. And if you're watching, pay attention to Fredo's face because it's quite amusing. Bill O'Reilly with Chris Cuomo, Cut 9.
You said that Donald Trump would govern better financially versus Joe Biden. I'm assuming you're implying to inflation. But would you agree that inflation is a global thing and that is due to supply chains being shut down during COVID?
Bill?
No. And I never imply anything, Stefania, ever. I always just say it. So you are paying 48% more for gasoline since Donald Trump left office. You are paying 23% more for groceries. And if you go out to a restaurant, more than that. That has nothing to do with Lithuania or France or Niger or Thailand. It has to do with regulations that the Biden administration slapped on the fossil fuel industry and others, which drove up the cost of doing business and then slowed down the supply line and hurt the farmers and across the board. That's why all Americans are paying more for the essentials of life. Donald Trump will remove almost all regulations. So therefore, just by that action, the people will get some relief.
Undeniable. Absolutely undeniable. If you have cheap energy, everything else is cheap because you need energy to make and move everything. That's why the economy was so amazing under President Trump. Big day tomorrow. So proud of my muse, Katie. I'd like you to keep her in your prayers. She will be running for the chairmanship of the Fairfax County GOP at our convention. I'll be there. Keep her in your prayers because we need to get rid of the rhinos. Katie Gorka, a patriot. Next up, another patriot. Chris Coles with me, making movies great again. A Cold War classic. Stay on this channel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.